Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm so glad to be back on Saturday night this evening. Last week we were talking about compassion, love, and harmony. I never really got finished with compassion, and I think what we'll do tonight is give out our phone numbers in case somebody wants a healing as we're talking. Our phone numbers are 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-876-9146. We had about 6 or 7 phone calls last week, and it was so much fun healing people right over the radio. And, of course, again, I was talking about love, harmony, and compassion. And I guess tonight is very interesting because I do want to talk about compassion, and I think it's really, really important to talk about that. I believe that compassion is the beginning of everything, and we need to understand that we need love, and love is very important, and that will go along also with compassion. Compassion means to me that when you're talking to somebody and they're hurting or they're smiling or whatever the case may be as kind as you possibly can be with them. Let them know that you care, and the most important thing to do is to listen, and that's so important because a lot of us don't listen. And it's very, very important to understand that. We also, there's a very important word here, and it's called non-attachment. I was not a happy camper last week when I was going to Geneva. I ended up getting a ticket out there. But rather than to be angry with the policeman, because actually it doesn't matter if it was my fault or not my fault, what I need to do is learn from the situation. What did I do, or what am I supposed to get out of that situation? So rather than to be angry, I'm using compassion and love and trying to understand what caused the ticket and why. So I'm going through that transition. And sometimes that's very important to do, even at different levels. Non-attachment is very important. And to give you an idea, I took the ticket that I got and I put it underneath my large necklace that I have with Fred Bell, and I put it underneath the receptor and I put it underneath the projector, and believe it or not, the ticket was actually dissipating right in front of my eyes. In other words, what it was saying to me was is that don't worry about it, and I suspect that I really don't have to worry about it. So it's called non-attachment, and we have to get close to who we are to understand that and to let go. I use the word let go as non-attachment, and non-attachment means to me that when we let go, all we do is feel love and harmony and peace within ourselves. And to learn about that, to do that for people, is absolutely magnificent, which is really a lot of fun. So I think what we'll do tonight is meditate on compassion and love and harmony and bring it into our lives with non-attachment. I think it's very important because Buddha, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were not attached, and I think it's really important to realize even Abraham and Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, all the saints and all of the people that we know to be excellent people that have healed us over the centuries, I believe that they were not attached, and they were really, really free of their own ego. And so it's so important for us to realize is that we need to allow ourselves the ability to be non-attached. And Where do we get that from? We get that because we can do meditation. We get that because of compassion, love, understanding, and the ability to be very focused and free of our minds. Once we take on the negativity role, we can lose some of our compassion and understanding. So rather than to be angry about the ticket, I did put it underneath the projector, and I tried to very nicely to let that go. And I think I've done a good job because the ticket was actually disappearing underneath the projector. So I think that there's a lot to learn here. Even for me, we always learn. And I think the important thing is that when we're talking to people, the biggest thing to do is to listen. Most of us don't listen. We just let things go right by. And sometimes it's difficult to do. I know I have a friend, Jody, and Jody tries to help me a lot. Sometimes I don't listen, and sometimes she doesn't listen, but we try to get along as best we can with the idea of non-attachment. So it's very important at different levels that we need to understand that everybody has got feelings. We don't know what those feelings are unless we get in touch with that person. And the way to get in touch with a person is right through the eyes. Look at their eyes. Study their eyes and take a look at the compassion and the harmony that's in their eyes. Some people are confused, or some people might neglect, or some people might be sloppy, or some people, whatever the case may be. God loves us all at any level. It's important not to take everybody at either a lot of money or a little money. We need not be attached to that kind of program, and I'm afraid in our society that money bespeaks everything, and that's not the way it should be. We should love everybody for who they are and not for what they are, because when we all go by the wayside, we're done, and we leave this world the same way we come in, and it's what we do in the beginning to the end of our lives. It's not about making a zillion million dollars. It's a matter of compassion. It's a matter of love towards fellow man. It's a matter towards that. Can you heal somebody? Can you make somebody happy in their life? Can you help them become a better human being? And I think for me, that's really important. I've been able to heal a lot of people around the world, and the one thing that I really enjoy is listening to them and be able to make contact and have the idea that there is a lot of love out there, and we need to use it the best way we possibly can. And the only way for me to use it is to look through people through heaven's eyes, not my eyes. I look at everybody through heaven's eyes, not mine. I think it's very important to realize that when you do that, a whole different world will open up to you, a world of compassion, a world of harmony, and a higher way of looking and a higher consciousness, which is really, really important, and that's where we want to be headed. I think it's really, really important. I know Dr. Fred Bell and I, we've been on the radio several times, and one thing I know about Fred is that Fred has a lot of compassion and a lot of love towards a lot of people. And he couldn't do what he's doing today by making the projectors. He's working on a gigantic healing machine right now. We were talking last night about that before his program. And I think it's wonderful that people are out there that are really doing so much good work and trying to help each other. And it's just wonderful to know that people are there to be able to help. It's just really, really great to hear that people are doing that. I think it's very important that non-attachment is brought into our lives. What I'm talking about basically is that we really need to let everything go. I know I've got a 427 Cobra that I've wanted ever since I've been 18 years old. and I've got that, and it's the only attachment I really have left in my life. Everything else is gone. Actually, the car really saved my life after my divorce, so it was really important for me to have at that particular time. I had somebody that came up to me today and asked if he wanted, if I wanted to sell the car. And it's very interesting that it would happen at a time when my non-attachments are starting to really, really go. And the only thing I have is this Cobra. So I'm really thinking about it and seeing what happens. But it's really funny that this man would just pull up right next to me and want to buy the car right then and there. But I guess the important thing is that, do I want the car? And it really doesn't matter to me. I mean, I love the car, but I'm not attached to it the way I was a year ago or yesterday or the day before. I think it's very important that we have our things that we want and then just let it go. And it's the last thing I have that I'm attached to. So the more I let go, the more I learn, the more experiences I have in terms of healing, in terms of quests of energy, in terms of quests of my own beingness. And it's really important that I do this for myself, because the more I can let go, the more prominent the energy is and the beautifulness of it, and I can really feel it. So there's a happiness in my core that really makes me feel very good about Steve Barish and love Steve Barish. So what I'm trying to do is to tell you, it's so important to get in touch with that center core. The center core is interesting. It's called the Dantian. It's like 2 inches below your belly button. And what you can do is actually smile in that area, and you'll feel your body just open up to the smile of your face. It'll open up to the smile of your gut, and it's just absolutely incredible, the feeling of freedom, the feeling of having this experience, which is really great. And I think that's what we need to do to keep our focus, and it's really wonderful to do. I know that when I heal people, I just start with the heart, and the heart starts opening, and everything else opens up around it, the heart, the diaphragm, the throat, the third eye. Everything starts opening up. It's not something that I'm controlling. I just get out of the way, and I let this happen. So the more non-attachment you have, the freer the energy goes through, and the clearer you can see to be able to help. And that's really, really important to do. So what do we do with all this power? What do we do with it? The best thing I can tell you is that the power is from heaven. It's not ours. It's a gift from heaven that we can use at that particular moment. And I think it's really wonderful that some of us do have that power, and all of us have that power. So to think that I might have it or that somebody else has it, if we open up our hearts, if we open up our minds, we can absolutely focus on what we need to do for our fellow man. Because the more we open up to ourselves, the more you're opening up to everybody else, and we are all connected. There is no disconnection. We are all connected together. Trees, animals, human beings, we're all attached. If we think that these don't have souls, or trees don't have souls, or grass, we're highly mistaken. They do, and so do stones, so do rocks. Everything on this planet has got a soul in it. Whether you can believe that or not, I've seen it. I can tell you that this is really true. I remember last year when I was given the seeing of a tree and watching the eyes of trees follow me around, and then be able to go outside psychically and look through the eye, and it looks just the way that we look at that level. So in other words, the tree is actually looking the same way we do at each other. and the eye is fairly big, but the sole of the tree stands about 6 feet, and a figure inside the tree is human. So even though we think that the tree is a tree, there's a higher relevance, there's a higher consciousness that we can attain by looking at these trees. And when we hug a tree, those trees really feel it. It's just wonderful to be able to walk through nature and feel these wonderful feelings. So when you hug a tree, think of the tree as almost a human being inside, and that's the soul, the spirit of the tree. And it's really beautiful to look at. It's something that says we are all the same. There's no difference. There's no semblance of irregularity. It's all the same. We are all energy. We're all love. We're just total love. And it's not enough to be able to see all this energy. The thing of it all is that we need to let it go. So when you see something like that, you can't even hold on to it. It's an attachment. So we need to let that go to let more energy come through us. So the idea of it is that when we're talking about harmonics, when we're talking about compassion, we need to allow ourselves to feel the freedom of our own expression and to be able to use that to the best of our abilities. And I think it's very, very important to understand that non-attachment means everything in the world to growth. It's really, really wonderful. There's a lot of wisdom out there that we need to get in touch with. And by being in nature and by listening to the voice of silence, and I talk about the voice of silence many times on the radio, and that's the voice of God, the innermost voice that we hear. We need to be able to hear that voice and follow that as long as it's life-affirming. Moses said it best, as long as everything in life is life-affirming, you do it. And I think it's very important to walk our path with a lot of light, with a lot of humility, and a lot of love. It's so important for our growth. It's so important for our fellow human beings to know, and trees and animals, that we love everybody out there. And even though there's a lot of negativity, we need to take the harmony of our life and say that we need to do the best that we possibly can for ourselves. Therefore, we're doing the best that we possibly can for everybody else. The more we open up, the more harmony there is on the planet. We've discussed this many times where I've taken people, I put energy from heaven through people, taking it to the center of the earth, taking the light from the center of the earth and passing that up towards the center and up to the earth itself and put that light on the planet. It's so important to do that we bring heaven and earth together. And that's what we're talking about over the centuries, over the millenniums, that heaven and earth be balanced out. And we have the ability, we have the knowledge, we have the tradition of being able to do this if we just plug into the universe, if we plug into ourselves, in the deepest part of ourselves. You'll feel God inside of you. You will feel the universe inside of you. And most of all, you will feel you inside of you. And it's so important to be able to use this kind of energy for love and harmony and compassion. We can only heal with love. We cannot heal with anger, with hate, with crying, or whatever the case may be. We need to use love. It's so important. I remember one time, good story about crying. I remember about 20 years ago, I'm 66 now, but I remember getting in touch with a lot of energy one day, and I started crying, and this man showed up in my room. He was in white robes, and he had a white light all around him and a white beard, and I started to get calmed down so fast with this energy that was in the room. And I was saying to myself, why are you giving me all this? Who am I? what am I doing? You know, I was crying. I didn't know what to do with all this energy that I was receiving. And as soon as he showed up, I stopped crying. And I started to realize that either this is somebody that's so powerful that could get me to do that. And it's only happened a few times with me. Once with this person, once with Mother Mary, once with Moses. I believe it was Jesus also that came into my life and did that for me. I'm Jewish, so when I saw him, I asked him, I said, what are you doing here? He says, don't forget I'm Jewish. So, I mean, it's an incredible story, all these things, you know, and it made me laugh, and I felt so much better. But I think the idea of it is that there's a lot of harmony out there, and there's a lot of fun to get exposed to, and the more we open up, it's better for our own beingness. I know that I have a lot of clarity, and I'm looking for more clarity all the time. When I'm massaging somebody in my room, I had a young lady here today, and we picked up a lot of energies that were in her that wasn't necessary anymore, and so we started to clear, and as she was clearing, I asked her, how do you feel? And she said, my mind is very clear. And the ability to do that is not my ability. The ability to do that is God's ability. All I am is a figure to be able to use that kind of energy. And my figure doesn't matter because it's only matter. We see these illusionary figures that we have. And what it is that we're a hologram. We're a holographic. And to be able to understand that is to free yourself from your own body, to free yourself to be able to feel the universe. But we have to live on this planet. So we need to be able to live in the moment. And that's so important to do. So if you're working with yourself or if you're working with your spouse or a loved one, just remember that they have tremendous feelings also. And we need to be able to focus on that and to be able to contribute to them. In other words, somebody might need help in our family. They might not be able to say what they want to say. But if you open up far enough, if you open up and you let your consciousness soar, you'll be able to pick up on your mate and say, let's go out for a walk. Let's go talk. And I think it's so important to do. Even with your children or your mates, just feel them. Feel what's going on. Feel a mom or a dad, because as they get older, they need our help. I remember my uncle, God rest his soul, he just passed away a year and a half ago. And at 96, he passed on. But I remember going down to Philadelphia and staying with him, and I told him I had to put him in a home. I hated doing that, but he needed to be in there for at least 6 or 8 months. He was a very famous artist, and he needed to work. He needed his hands in clay and to do those wonderful things that he did. The important thing is that when I was there, I told him that I loved him very much and that I would be down in a couple weeks to see him again. So I live in Rochester, New York, and it's about 350 miles to Philadelphia one way, and I would go down every other weekend to see him. So I started on a trip back home, and the nursing home called me about 100 miles away and said, your uncle is absolutely crying and needs you to come back. So I turned my car around, and I went all the way back. He was crying hysterically. I walked into the room. He said, Steve. His eyes were beaming and they were gleaming. Just because I had turned around and come back that 100 miles, he knew that I cared so much. And just to see me, he said, oh, I feel so much better that you're here. And that was his compassion. That was him saying, I needed you for that moment. I needed you for that period of time, no matter if it's 5 seconds or 5 minutes, that I was there, and I told him that I still loved him very much. I gave him a kiss, and I told him that I would be down in a couple weeks, and don't worry, I'm not too far away. He could always call me on the phone, and he was very happy, and he stopped crying, and he was like a kid again. So we need to do some things sometimes that might sound a little crazy, but please don't hesitate to, you know, take it a little bit further than you think that you can, because I think it's so important to let our loved ones know that we love them very much, and there's no distance to our ability to get back to them, no matter if it's 100 miles or 10 miles or 1 mile. I think it's very important. And for the people that have people in homes, please go see them more. They really need our love and they need our attention. Remember that someday we're going to be older, and we need to teach our families that I don't want to be in a home just by myself. I'd like to have my children around. I don't have children. I've never really have done that. But I think the important thing is that you guys that do, please take a look at your parents. They need your love. They need your attention like my uncle did. Go see them. Go do what you can to help them, because you're going to be in the same place eventually sometime in your life. It doesn't mean that you have to be 96. It could be next week when, God forbid, something happens and you'll want some attention. And I think it's so important to realize that there's a lot of people out there that love you very much. And love them back. Give them what they want. Give them a lot of love and a lot of attention. It's so important for your mates, for your wives. I can't tell you enough how much and how important it is that we need to love ourselves, that we need to love our mates, we need to love our husbands and our wives and our girlfriends. It's so important that we have that compassion and that understanding. A lot of us don't have that these days because work is overtaking us, and I think at this particular point and juncture in our life that maybe we are overworked, and that our the computers are more or less running our lives where we need to be running our lives, and it's not that way anymore. And I think that we need to get back in touch with our humanness, to be able to feel, to be able to give, to be able to love, to be able to feel and soar with everybody that we can, and give with the highest point of our consciousness that we possibly can. And the more we open up, the more that we give, the more that you'll be able to heal people, the more that you'll be able to understand where you're coming from. And it's so important that love be used, and harmony and compassion. It never ends, and we need to understand that the more we give, the more we receive. In other words, if you're giving somebody a kiss or you're giving somebody a hug that needs it desperately, I know when I massage every client that leaves here, I give a hug unless they don't want to be hugged. And it's so important, because hugs mean a lot. I mean, it's like hugging a tree or hugging a person. It says a lot, and people love that. They love the warmth. They love the feeling of the electricity running through your body to their body. It's all compassion. It's all understanding. It says an awful lot, and it's very important to do. I know holding hands is so important. I wonder how many people stop holding hands and going for walks and be able to tell their mates that they love them very much. When's the last time somebody said that, I love you, or, you know, we have an issue we need to work on, let's hold hands and go for a walk and talk it out? I think it's so important. We are so busy in our lives that we don't really take the time to be able to be compassionate with our mates. And it's so, so important. I know I'm using the word so important, but it is. It's part of who we are. And I know Valerie, I was on the phone with Valerie the other day, Dr. Valerie Olmsted. We're really good friends. And we were discussing different types of energies, and we always discuss about our imaginations and what we're doing these days. and I hurt my back, and she sent me loving energy, and she says, you know, this works both ways. And I said, yeah, honey, I know it does. So, you know, it's always nice giving energy, and it's always nice receiving energy. So when somebody wants to give you love, just accept it totally. Accept who you are totally. By accepting that energy, you're accepting yourself even more. So I think it's wonderful to be able to talk to you and let you know if there's anybody out there that needs some healing tonight, please don't hesitate to call. We're always here at between 6 and 7, and it's a lot of fun talking to you guys, and it's a lot of fun healing you. So please give me a call. I'll give you these phone numbers once again so you can give a call in. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756. Or if you're in California, it's 1-530-876-9146. And that's direct into the line. I don't know where that is in California, but if you're close by, don't hesitate to call us, and I'm more than happy to help you out, so please give us a call here. I know last week we had a ball and we had a lot of fun, so if somebody needs some healing, please don't hesitate to call. But getting back to that, I think it's really important that we understand about non-attachment and know where that's taking us, and it's so important that we have that kind of beautiful spiritual connection. And I believe it's called karma yoga. I think it's called concentrated action. I think there's a book called karma yoga, and I believe it's called path of concentrated action. But I think the most important thing is that we need to use ourselves. We need to use our own feelings. Get in touch with your feelings. Get in touch with who you are. Get in touch with your heart. Go bathe in your heart. Let's do that tonight. I think what we'll do is bathe in our hearts tonight, because that's where all the love and all the compassion is. So if you have a moment, please just come in with me, and I'm going to take you right into your heart. Just slow down for a moment. Sit down. Kick off your shoes, or if you have them on, keep them on. And just focus on your heart. Just allow yourself to go into your heart. That's it. Just go into your heart and bathe right in your heart. Bathe in all the light and all the love. And that's what you want to do. And there might be some darkness there. If you're angry or whatever, go through the darkness, and eventually you'll hit the light. Now, there's some people here that are a little dark, and that's okay, because what you're going to do is to be able to hit the light, and it's getting lighter. It's getting lighter. That's really great. And we're just going to open up to all this light in our hearts. You should be able to start feeling the lightness that's actually concentrated throughout the whole universe, because once you make that connection in the heart, you are in the universe. It's who you are. It's God. And it's wonderful. So just stay very focused. That's it. Allow yourself to get that feeling. That's it. Good. Should be getting lighter. A lot lighter. That's it. It should be a lot lighter now. That's wonderful. You're in the center of your heart right now. Just bathe in there a minute. Let's just take a moment and not talk, but just bathe in there. Let's do this for a minute. I'll time it here, and I'll let you know when that minute is up, and just bathe in there. So I'm not going to say anything for 1 minute. Just bathe in all that love. Can you feel yourselves expanding in that love? Can you feel yourself in that love and the smile that's coming through and all the light that's coming through? You should be more expanded, but more focused and more grounded right now. You should be able to feel that energy in your head all the way down to your feet. That's great. That's great. And that's what we mean by, you know, bathing in your heart. And going into the heart chakra is the beginning of going through your chakras. And you can go into each individual chakra by going through a meditation and just pick a chakra and go into it and bathe in there and just allow 1 minute's worth of time. And just feel the feeling of the gift of that chakra. You don't even have to do anything. Just feel the light of it and the love of it. We don't take those things into consideration. We're always interested in different kinds of meditation, but we're not interested in really bathing in the light of the chakra. The chakra will help you out tremendously. Now, you guys should be, the ones that have gone through this meditation, should be very, very focused right now and very clean in your mind. If you have an imbalance in your mind, bathe in the heart chakra. No matter how hard it is, just bathe in the heart chakra, and you'll find that your mind will have a tremendous amount of clarity after that. So I think it's very important for you guys to realize that when you're bathing in that kind of light, when you're in the presence of the light of your heart, you're in the presence of the universe, you're in the presence of the Almighty. So you need to allow yourself the freedom to express that expression in your heart. And if you want to go into your other chakras, that's fine. I remember having fun with my teacher, and I would go down to my toes and take a look at my toes and be able to see the energy and different things of that nature out in your toes, be able to see the whole room that I was in just looking right out the toes. So you can have a ball with your own chakras, and there's a lot of them in your body, so enjoy it. Go through it. See what happens. Start with the heart chakra and then pull yourself back in. You'll be able to go back in wherever you're starting at, you'll be able to stop at. So I remember going into a very deep meditation and going into the heart chakra and just bathing in there for like an hour and just having a ball with it. Also, very important, we have what is known as a cord. And a lot of people go to the end of the cord and think that's it. What I did in the last few years of my master's life is to be able to cut that cord and be able to go further out into the universe, be able to go further out into who we are. Don't be afraid. You'll always come back to who you are. I remember going into the Ark of the Covenant and being lost in there for about a month. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you, please. What can I do for you?
I have a question.
Yes.
I just recently read a book, and it was called A Journey into Prayer.
Yes.
And the premise was that open-ended prayer for healing is much better than a goal-directed prayer with intent. What do you think about that? It's the difference between...
I've always used intent in my prayers. I read Psalms, you know, like Psalm 27, which always impressed me a lot. But I think it's my own prayers that I make up that I use a lot of intent with. I think any prayer that you use, as long as it is honest from your heart and your soul, is okay by me. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, the thing that it's kind of the question for the ages is my will versus God's will. And in this book, it was called the Spindrift experiments, which proved that prayer actually healed.
Yes.
But they found that prayer that let God's will work versus the person's will actually achieved more healing and more results.
Absolutely. It's up to the individual at where they are, either to use God's will or to use their will, because God's will be done no matter what.
So when you heal, do you visualize just the energy and let the energy decide how the person is going to heal and at what rate, or do you have a specific
intent? Well, what I do, I'm very connected. I stay connected to God 24 hours a day, because I have people that call me almost 24 hours a day. And what I do is I use that energy. I've done about 15,000 massages, and each one I go into a meditative state, and I've stayed in that meditative state day in and day out. So I'm there all the time. I only come out when I drive my Cobra.
Right.
But basically, I'm there all the time. So when somebody calls me on the radio, or if I'm working with a client, whatever God's will is, that's what I do. It's not me anymore. It's God.
Right. I believe that's important. But what I struggle with is, and I'll give you an example. My
okay.
niece, she's 2 years old.
Yes.
She has bilirosa, which is a malfunctioning liver.
Okay.
And at some point, she's going to need a liver transplant.
Okay.
Now, I would like to send healing energy. And I also have Fred Bell's projector, holographic
yes.
projector.
Yes.
And I've heard you and Fred talk about to program the projector, you have to talk to it and tell it specifically what you want it to do.
Yes.
But then my question is, if I ask the projector to help heal my niece, number one, am I overstepping my bounds? Is there some, what if it's a karmic condition? What if my niece has, that she's come into this life with this experience of a liver problem, am I interfering with karma by asking or sending healing energy without the person's consent to heal?
Well, first of all, she's 2 years old.
Right.
And here is a child that's very lovely, that's very much loved, and everybody has a lot of compassion for her. I think the important thing is not to worry about the karma, is to say, I love you very much, and to send her as much healing energy as we possibly can. Now, to show you that, what I'm going to do is send energy through your liver to her liver. Now, you should be feeling a lot of centeredness right now in your body. Can you feel that?
Yes, I
you
do
feel very
center.
Grounded?
Yes.
Good. What I'm doing is sending that energy through you to her. I don't even have to know her name. It's not important. The important thing is believing in what you can do. And I'm watching her liver opening up. So there's nothing that you can't do. The only limit we have is the limit of our own evaluation. And once we let that word go, evaluation, you're opening up to everything that's possible in the universe and God. So you can do anything you want. There's no limitation. The only limitation we have is by putting a word on it. So we need to allow that to go, to be open enough to allow that energy to pass through you. And that's the truth of it all. The truth is that you have to live your truth. You have to honor your truth, and you have to be your truth. We're all different. We all have gifts. But the main thing is to believe in ourselves. Now, can you feel a lot of joy in your body now?
Yes, I feel very good.
Yes. That's the same thing she's receiving right now.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so you can do that. There's no limitation. We all have gifts. But you're going to find that you're going to be happier and happier through the night. So that's what she's receiving. And believe me, the two-year-olds can do more than we can. Their minds are so free, and they're so adorable at that age that they
right.
can really do anything they want. I remember hearing a story about a little boy in Texas who actually had cancer that was ridden through his body, and through compassion he healed himself at 10 years old. So prayer is prayer. I mean, how does a 10-year-old heal himself? Is there a word that he uses for God? Is there a word that he says? I believe that it's the power of where we're at. He wanted to heal himself, and through a child, he healed himself. He didn't use any fancy words. He was a 10-year-old boy.
Right.
So there's no limit to what we can do. Absolutely no limit. I remember working with people in my room, and I saw angels flying around their head. And does a smaller angel have less power than a bigger angel? No, they all have the same power, just in different areas.
Right.
So I hope that answers your question a little bit.
Yeah, it certainly helps. It kind of reinforces what I believe, that it should be an open-ended type of prayer for a person or yourself.
Yes.
Because you don't necessarily understand all the ramifications of what you want or ask for, whereas God does.
Yes.
Like, if I use my holographic projector to get a job that I really want, I see it in the paper and say, boy, I would really like that job, but how do I know that that job's right for me? So,
right.
But if I put it out to God, say, if it's your will and that this is right for me, then let it happen, versus I want that job.
Right.
Do you think that's a better approach?
It's a much better approach than when you go through God. Even Jesus or Moses, I would never go through them. I would go through God before I do anything else.
Right.
We need to live by their example. But when it comes to God, God is God. That's it, period. There's no other word. There's no other person. There's no other will. It's just his will. And his will be done, no matter what you think or whatever. It's just done. That consciousness level, the energy that we're receiving, it doesn't stop. And we're starting to receive, oh, by the way, we're receiving a tremendous amount of energy from heaven now. People are either going to have to grow with that energy, or they're going to be leaving the planet.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, it's tremendous now. What is your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Paul.
Paul, it's a pleasure talking to you. Whatever prayer you do, you know, as long as it's as God's will, that's all that matters.
Yeah, my wife has used a projector too, and she's taught me to, at the end of it, say, this or something better happen, mm-hmm. which is kind of keeping it open-ended to let the energy work its own way instead of the way I really wanted it to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I told a story on the radio about taking a friend of mine down to Social Security, and if you've heard this on the radio, I'll stop. But please stop me. But I remember taking my friend down, and what we did is that we went up to the line and got into the line. And a half hour later, I went up there, and we got there, and she says, I'm terribly sorry, but the computer is down. And I said, under my breath, computer, please turn on. And the computer turned on instantly because I was wearing my projector, and I was very focused, and I wanted that on. And, of course, God's will be done. And then she said, well, this is good, but my printer is down. And under my breath, I said, printer, please turn on. And my friend felt the energy, and she turned to me and said, what are you doing? And the printer came on instantly. We got the card and walked out. Whether or not it stayed on after that, we don't know.
Right.
But we walked out. So there's nothing that you can't do. It's just a matter of doing it.
Right.
And once you are connected to the universe, this is an important part of this. Once you are connected to the universe, and the way to get connected to the universe is going into yourself, going into the deepest part of yourself, or going through your heart, and going out the other end of your heart will take you right out to the end of the universe. And I was out there for 8 years, and I was studying out there in the universe. And it only takes a matter of a split second to do that, and you're out there, and you're bringing back that force, that energy, the God consciousness through your heart, and you'll always return. I wouldn't do that unless you're specifically, you know, you're very advanced, but you can get into your gut and just stay in the gut, and that'll open up right to the universe, and it's just a beautiful thing to do, and that's what I would do. Do you meditate at all?
Yes, I do, and actually I had the last time I had a really good meditation, and the reason this topic is on my mind is after I went to sleep after that meditation, I had a most vivid dream mm-hmm. of a tsunami wave picking me up, and I thought I was going to die, but then I said to myself, well, just go with the wave.
Right.
And then it just landed me gently at the end of it. And I, when I woke up, I thought, well, that's kind of like life. Go mm-hmm. with the wave. Go with
right.
the universal path or God's will. Follow God's will, and it'll,
right.
and you'll touch down safely.
Absolutely.
So that, and I say that because the movie like The Secret is very popular now, where it's your will, your intent, imposing your will and your intent, which in some circumstances I think that's good, but I think the ultimate, and I've heard you talk about heaven and God this way, and I think that when you heal, you channel God's will instead
yes.
of your will.
Yes.
Which it sounds like. And if I could ask one last question, because I'm
absolutely.
I'm not experienced with energy healing, and I'd like to be, but so just on an everyday mechanical approach to it, so I can understand it a little better. If somebody comes to me and says they have cancer, how would you heal that person, or what type of thought would you use? Would you say, I send you energy to heal your cancer, or would you just say, I send you love and compassion and let the energy decide how it's going to heal the person?
I would send the person love and compassion, and if you want, you can also say, I heal you from your cancer. The issue is, and I'm going to say something very important to you so you'll understand, you could heal the person instantaneously. The issue is, will they be open enough to be able to receive it and to keep
right.
it free? In other words, whatever there is in their mind that could have caused the cancer, you have to work on that first before you actually work on the cancer itself. In other words, you have to change the experience that they're having. In other words, you have to open them up to the super consciousness of themselves. I've had people that have had, I had a woman who had 13 cysts in her breast, and I did a meditation with her, and through the meditation I was watching the cysts go in her breast, and she went to the doctor and was tested, and they found out that the cysts were gone, and they couldn't even find anything left, and the doctor just went crazy in his office. I mean, he couldn't believe it. So part of the issue is that because he couldn't believe it, that's why he couldn't cure. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's very interesting. Yeah, I think the whole topic of energy and healing and intent is so fascinating. I could probably talk to you for another hour.
Oh, you're welcome to talk to me.
But I know you're at the
you
end
want.
Of your show now, but I really do appreciate what you said. I respect your opinion.
Thank you.
And,
it's not that the doctor can't heal. They can. They can in certain ways, you know, through their medicines, through different things of that nature. They try hard.
Right.
They try very, very hard. And God bless them for the work that they do. The issue is that I believe that we could take it a step forward.
I agree with you.
You know, there's always more. And if we think there's nothing more, then we're very wrong. But you're very right in your aspect of it. When you want to heal somebody, send energy to their heart first. Allow the heart to heal, and the rest of the body will open up instantaneously. In other words, the other chakras will follow. And maybe sometime we can talk about the different governors that are above the chakras. There are governors that govern the chakras. And maybe I could do that over the radio at some point, but I don't know if people are even ready for that yet.
Right. Yeah.
So
it's
you
pretty
know,
big topic.
Right. So it's a whole another level of energy. But I think you're on your way. What you can do, if you want to feel, since we've worked together, is your wife handy?
Yeah, she's right here.
Could you do me a favor? Take your right hand.
Okay.
Put it over her right hand and let her feel the heat coming from your hand.
Okay.
That's it. She can feel that energy. I know she can. I can feel it all the way here.
Yeah, right.
Can she feel the heat?
Can you feel any heat? Can you feel anything coming off my hand?
Yes.
She says yes.
Yes. Just remember that you're opened up. Use that energy. You know, it's God's energy, and, you know, you're open. You're open to it now. So just use that wonderful high consciousness level of energy that you have and pass it around.
Well, I'll do that.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, God bless, and I send you a lot of love and light, my friend.
And same to you, and I think you do great work. Keep
thank
it up.
Thank you so much.
It's very inspiring to hear you. I think you do a great job.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it's the end of the evening. It's 6:59. I'm going to have to take off. Thank you so much. I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell and Dr. Valerie Olmsted for being such dear friends, and I want to thank you guys so much. It's just so wonderful being in love with the whole human race and the whole humanity. So God bless, take care, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.